Welcome, welcome, welcome to another wonderful episode of the Dadcast. Once again, some of my favorite people on this planet are in my presence, and I am grateful to be graced by your presence. I usually end the episode with this statement, but sir, can you please shed that gem on us one more time? What is something that you want to really focus on giving your child and
to look back, as I look back, if it was something that I could tell my younger self,
yes,
I would tell myself, don't be afraid to do your own thing. Break away from your friends and do your own thing. You know, just, you're not going to miss nothing, and you just be surprised that in return, who's going to end up following you. You know, you could just be sitting there following trend with your friends and missing out on some greatness.
I heard Jim Jones, the rapper. I'm not a fan of his music, but he had one of the most amazing quotes. He said, "I wish I would have believed in myself earlier."
Wow. Exactly.
That's exactly what you're saying.
He probably wouldn't have been in Dipset. He probably would have been his own.
He probably could have been greater than that.
Yeah, and probably would have been greater.
Right.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's exactly what I'm hearing from you right now, man. I like to hear that.
Right.
So, may I ask you, did you have your father in your life?
Out of state. A lot of phone calls. Summer visits.
Oh, fair indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. What is something that... What are some of the principles that you learned from him? Whether it be... visual, or like you said, a lot of phone calls too. So was it something that he said
he
repeatedly?
He instilled work ethic in me. Get up and go do it yourself. Get up and, you know what I'm saying? Get up and go do it yourself.
Okay. Was his dad in his life?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a lineage going. Okay. Yeah. And now you're a father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. A couple times over.
Man.
Couple times over. That's cool.
It's a full circus mm-hmm. situation. Blended family. So
that's cool.
Not a, you know,
that's
father.
Cool.
I have one kid out of the house. You know,
mm-hmm.
through a separate situation.
Grown now.
On his way.
Yes.
He's 1 year. Last year in high school.
Nice.
So that two kids in the house.
Yes.
Not a baby.
What are the ages?
22, 18, 17, and 3.
Okay, and that's total. You know what I like about you, man, and you and one of my other guys, man. Y'all are stepfathers, but you do not treat the other child from the blended other side of the family as if it wasn't yours. Like, you really...
Ain't no need to.
Yeah, like...
It ain't gonna work like that.
Yeah, like...
It don't work like that.
One of my boys has his stepson's name tatted on it.
Yeah.
And I kind of questioned him about that, because I was... I don't know anything about that. And he was like, man, that's my son. I was like,
yeah,
sir.
You're part of this.
Okay.
You're part of this.
I gotta respect that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, man. To watch you guys.
Especially depending on what age... He stepped into his life.
Yes.
You know? He stepped in his life when he was in his toddler years.
That's his. That's my boy.
That's my boy.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
You know? I stepped in and they were already who they were.
Yeah.
You know? And with their father still in their lives.
Yeah, that's dope.
So, you know.
Right. I'm here though.
I'm here too. Yeah, I'm here too. Yeah.
Look.
You know, you sit back and you just...
My grandfather did that for me, man. I didn't even know until I got older that my grandfather was not my biological grandfather at all.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that years later. I was like, wait. Like, he ain't related to y'all at all?
Yeah, like, man.
Why did he love me like that? Why did he take care of me? Why did he protect me? Why did he...
Yeah.
But he never...
He felt the need. He saw the need.
Man, that dude. Man, that dude used to love me.
That's a rare gem, you know, nowadays. What's that saying they always say? Cut from a different cloth, but they don't make no more, you know? Like
me. Man, my grandfather taught me, man, how to gamble, how to shoot pool, how to roll dice, man.
Yeah.
How to color. And man, that dude used to color like no other.
Awesome.
Hey, bro, I
that I like a good color, but bro,
I missed the color. Yeah. Hey, you know what's funny? Man, I'm gonna take you to my house, bro. I broke out a coloring book the other day.
Yeah.
And what I'm doing is using my opposite hand. Because it's like therapeutic. Like you get to focus your brain on something different and just chill. You know what I mean? Like calm yourself, because there's a lot going on. You know, thinking about all the things that we have to deal with all the time. You know, children, lineage, parents. You know, like, sheesh, that's a lot. But yeah, man, coloring, man, was everything. And I taught my daughter how to color the way he taught me how.
Mm-hmm.
And bro, she mastered it.
Wow.
She cold with it. And I looked at it the other day. I was like, man, that looks just like what he used to do. So it's amazing how, even if that man wasn't my actual grandfather,
what he gave you,
what he gave me, I was able to give.
Already,
wow, bro.
Already.
So yeah, that's beautiful that you know you can open up and be that for this young man. That's not your son, but you have owned and loved and deal with as your son. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm you know just want to big you up on that, man. I got a lot of respect for you on that. Huh. All right. What's some other things you want to talk about?
It's really dry. Like.
Hey, I'm about to retire soon. And when I do, this is what I'll be doing.
Like.
I'm just letting you know now. This is why I watch this stuff. I study this.
Yeah, like he is.
Hey, man, Ken Block is the man, bro. And we are watching some YouTube videos.
You know I got one of these remote control cars. Like, it's a Ken Block remote control car. So like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't need one, bro. I'm about to get like, I'm gonna build my own. Like, I'm about to be out here with him. So,
ridiculous.
What is some wisdom that you would like to, some more wisdom?
Ooh.
Maybe by watching some friends, right? This changes this conversation a bit. Maybe by watching some friends raise their children, or maybe by uncles. Or like big homie lessons. Like, what are some things that, some principles that you've taken,
man,
to become the man that you are today?
I'll never forget. I was with my homie, and we went to go pick his daughter up from school. This was, he was always a role model to me because he had his daughter full custody from day one.
Okay.
The mother was out there on some other stuff, and he was like, nah, it's mine right here. I'm taking this. You know, so
how old were you and how old was he at the time?
At the time, he was about a good 20 years older than me.
Okay.
Yeah, so we went to go pick his daughter up from school, and I can remember her getting in the car and watching a father that we didn't know talk to his son right on the curb, and a principal next to them trying to stop the man from talking to his son in this tone and getting physical. And the father turned around and said, listen, this one here is mine, and before I give him to the streets, I'm gonna discipline him my way. And that's, you know, that's some people, it's really hard to understand that I'm going to kick your ass before I let the streets kick your ass.
Because at least you're going to get a hug and a meal.
You're going to get a hug and a meal afterwards.
Yeah.
And you're going to understand this.
The streets don't love you.
Because when the streets get you, when the police get you, when this judge gets you, they don't love you like I do.
Mm-mm.
And I saw the little boy getting the lesson too.
Mm.
And he understood it.
Good.
You know, and it was just like, dang, okay, like, yeah.
Well, let me say this too. A lot of us, black and brown people.
Man, sorry to cut you off. Hey, that's crazy too. Like, when you don't have that father figure in your life, mm-hmm. where you tap into to get those
mm-hmm.
lessons,
mm-hmm.
you know, uncles.
Yeah.
Older friends.
That's why I have this conversation.
You know what I'm saying?
We all have so many dynamics and
yeah,
experiences.
Exactly. And you know, when you don't, like, how could you learn how to be a great father if you never had a great father, if you never seen it?
Mm-hmm.
And
And there's so many dynamics.
This is why
I have my podcast, because I love learning from people's experiences, and just it's amazing. It's very necessary for growth for us all. You know what I mean? Like, you're today years old and you're figuring this out right now.
Yeah, most definitely.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, how did you do that?
Yeah.
And I can share, you know, my experience in just a moment. But yeah, I'm very intrigued by that story, man, you shared. Did that reinforce or just trigger something in you to want to be a better man, either for yourself or...
Yeah, because it really shows you too. I didn't get that,
mm-hmm.
And then I need to give this.
Yeah. Ooh wee.
You know what I'm saying? So, and then it's still you don't really know how to give it, because like I said, we were just watching this from a distance. So the dynamic that he had with his son allowed him to be able to talk to him this way. We just saw from a bird's eye view what was going on.
Do you know if that guy had his father in his life?
Yeah, it was just something that we saw. And then after me and my homie, we talked about it. And you know what I'm saying? We went into further detail on, yeah, you know, like, man, I'm a, you know, like, this is how it has to be done. I can't give my kid away to the streets like this, to the system like this, to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to learn from me.
Mm. So he obviously had, and it's funny you say that too, because I always tell my daughter, your teachers are my assistants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, really.
Your teachers are my assistants. Mm-hmm. I run this.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, she's like, Dad, I don't want to miss school one day. I was like, man, we can go. Man, let's pull up at the beach or something. Let's go hang out. She's like, I don't want to miss school. I'll get in trouble. I said, you're not getting in trouble if you're not in trouble with me. So it's right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you have to reinforce that and explain, you know, and give that to them too. That's just... some wild stuff, man, just thinking about all these dynamics though. So back to that. My situation was such that my dad suffered a little bit of trauma growing up and wasn't excuse me. I don't know how to explain it. He just wasn't present. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
There but not there.
I know him. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't there at all. And, you know, I don't know what the issue was. I don't really care. But my uncles, my aunts, like, when you say it takes a village, my uncles and aunts on both sides of the family, like, were, like, and like I said, this man that I come to find out was not my grandfather, but my grandfather, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I did have a village. I did have a bunch of men, like, pouring into me and showing me different things. And, I did realize also on the opposite end of the spectrum, like, what I was lacking, you know what I mean? Like, I wanted my father. I wanted that opposite end of, you know what I mean, that me. Like, who is this dude? Who is me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean? Who is me? That was the most important.
Not who am I, but who is me?
Yeah.
You know? Like, I kind of had this, like, missing link. You know, there's this piece of the puzzle that I don't quite understand. I can't put this picture together until I have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I was lost, but, you know, I got to know my dad. Ups and downs, smiles and frowns, but years without talking to him often, you know, left it alone. It was just like, you know what? All my friends, though, like, I think I subconsciously, like, picked up certain people in my life. Like, and you know what's funny about this podcast too? 9 out of 10 people I interview had their dad in their life. That's what's ill to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But rewind, all of my closest friends had dads, and I'm talking about some dope dads. And I've never called these men Mr. Such and Such or, you know, by his first name. Like, it was always like, Dad. Like, yeah. I walk in like, Dad, what's up?
Yeah. Hey, and you know, that going back, like, when you have a son, and say your son got a best friend, and his best friend don't have a dad, guess what now? Mm-hmm. In that same situation, you become a dad to this child.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.